A better-than-expected pink salmon season has been winding down in southeast Alaska. As of last week, the Seine fleet had harvested about 20 million pinks, which is about on a par with projections. But the fish have been bigger than average, and they've been worth more than last year on the dock. Meanwhile, there are signs of a big pink run next year. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
In a general sense, I think things are looking very good.
Bill Davidson is the regional commercial fisheries manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Southeast. The department had a preseason forecast of about 19 million fish, with a range of 11 to 32 million. Davidson was pleased with the overall catch so far, which stood at about 20 million pinks as of August 25th. By that time, the harvest was on the downswing, though there were still more openings coming up. Davidson estimated the harvest could end up in the 22 million fish range. Last year's catch was nearly 38 million. According to Davidson, the returns have varied across the region.
And there were individual streams sometimes, some of the larger producing streams that didn't do so well, but right next to those were small streams that had tremendous returns. So it's somewhat of an enigma.
The initial ex-vessel price for pinks has averaged about 30 cents a pound in Southeast, according to Davidson. That's about 7 cents higher than last year's average. The value has also been boosted by the size of the fish, which have been substantially bigger than average, according to Randy Lantine, who is fleet manager for the Icicle Seafoods plant in Petersburg.
Typically, pink salmon are 3.2, 3.3 pounds. This year, we've seen an anomaly where we're getting fish that are over 4 pounds. So, you know, numbers of fish may be 22 million, but the overall poundage that was harvested is going to be larger than an average 22 million run.
The larger fish have meant more production for Icicle, which also processed some fish shipped down from a record pink harvest in Prince William Sound.
And that helped keep the plant busy on the off days when our seiners were working. So we were able to keep that plant ticking along. There was probably a 12-day stretch where we didn't miss a beat on canning, and with that, of course, we needed a few more people to come into town.
With the expectation of a weaker run in Southeast this year, Lantine says his plant initially hired about 300 workers for the season, but he says the plant eventually brought in about 100 more from other facilities. He says the additional workers were key to keeping the plant going when the peak of the run approached towards mid-August. The Department of Fish and Game has not yet put out its official projections for next year's pink salmon run, but it's looking like it could be a big year. Regional fishery manager Bill Davidson says catches have been spectacular in the annual trawl survey of pink salmon fry that the National Marine Fisheries Service does out of its Aquay lab.
We would expect potentially very large returns based on what's been seen so far.
Participation in this year's Southeast Seine season has been down this year. About 242 boats have taken part, and that number is declining as the fishery winds down. It's about 27 fewer than the 10-year average. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.